Troy, you're on the line with WWE 2013 Hall of Fame inductee Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus?
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm nervous as hell right now because I'm talking to you. I'm talking, great, she said awesome. I'm in the studio right now being stared at by my two co-hosts from the morning show.
We love you, Trish!
Oh my God. You guys are embarrassing me right now. Okay, let's just get I'm stuttering right now.
Let's take a minute. Let's take a breath and begin.
Okay, let me take a breath. Because you're a yoga master now, right?
Yes, I know the breath is important.
Okay, so how do I breathe right now? Because I'm trying to calm myself
down.
You're
going to breathe in for 1, 2, 3, and release. Okay. 2, 3. There you go.
And you said for me to release?
Yes.
Okay.
I did say that, actually.
Okay, thank you very much.
I didn't mean to. Bad choice of words.
Okay. So tell me, what are you up to now? Because you do the yoga thing, but what else have you been doing outside now that you're no longer in the WWE?
Well, I've been building an empire, basically. Mm. I do the yoga thing. I have a yoga studio here in Toronto, and I have a product line that are in retailers across Canada. And I've been putting out a number of videos. I have Stratus for Yoga is my yoga video that's out. And then something you might be interested in, Troy, is Stratus for Yoga for Men.
Yoga for Men?
Nothing.
I'm not really, I've tried yoga one time, and the downward dog made me highly uncomfortable, especially with the people behind me. So give me a reason why I should do yoga as a guy.
Well, remember that whole stuttering thing and you couldn't get your breath before we chatted?
Yes.
That could be something to do with maybe me and you chatting, but it will help with that.
Yoga will help me stop stuttering.
Yeah, yoga helps with stuttering. You didn't know that?
I had no idea. I'm sure you have something to play with that.
It's an amazing addition to life. I mean, it's something I fell in love with during wrestling, and I used it to actually get out of surgery. Had a herniated disc in my back, and I was looking for some kind of alternative so I didn't have to have surgery. And it made me a better performer. It let me deal with 300 days of the year on the road traveling easier. It just was something I wanted to share, which is why I started the studio and how I started the line. So, I don't know. You will have a smoking body. That also helps. So,
really? You know, I can get a six-pack? I can get a six-pack from doing yoga?
Believe it or not, you can, yes. See, what I did, you know, what's funny is I did a bunch of yoga, and a lot of it was, so I was kind of known in wrestling. I had a solid body. I was athletic, and I had, muscles. I got into yoga, and I delved into it like crazy, where I was studying all over the world. I was studying with different teachers and different styles, and I started to get a little skinny. Something about yoga, I was like, where did my butt go?
So I was like, there.
Okay, I've heard about the yoga booty.
Right.
I was not seeing the yoga booty, and I actually did a movie. It just came out last year. I was playing a bounty hunter, and so I was like, I got this role, and it was perfectly written for me. Like, Trish Stratus jumped out of the page. She did her own fight scenes. It was the same Trish Stratus you saw in wrestling, probably, and I was excited because I was doing my own fight scenes. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I don't have a kick-ass yoga body or bounty hunter body. I have a yoga body, which wasn't that suitable for the role. So I actually started doing some more calisthenics, like some squats, which squats are the king of all exercises, if you ask me, and the booty came back. And so when I actually had this little routine I was doing to prepare for my role, and that's how I came up with my own yoga style, which is called Stratus for Yoga, and it's basically yoga, but it integrates weight training, like strength training movements into it, and that's how you get your six-pack.
I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe I'll try that.
I'm going to send you, Troy, I'm going to send you the Stratus for Yoga DVDs.
You are?
Them, and you're going to go on a journey, and we're going to see your six-pack.
She's going to send me the yoga DVDs.
Yeah!
And I'm going to do the stuff for you guys, so you can watch. No, don't want to see that. Okay, I would get killed right now if I did not ask you nerdy wrestling questions, because I've been watching wrestling since I was 4, and I grew up in Dallas, Texas, watching the Sportatorium and the Von Erichs and the Fabulous Freebirds. So I've got to ask one nerdy wrestling question for you. During the height of the women's division with you and with China, shut up, guys. This is sports talk. With you and China and Tori and you guys, it seems like there's a decline right now in the women's division. What do you think the WWE needs to do to bring back women's wrestling?
It needs Trish Stratus. What? No.
yes.
I think I'll tell you what it needs. It needs just a little bit more attention to storylines and character development.
Yes.
Because there was a time where it was me and it was, you know, Jazz and Victoria and Molly Holly, and we could wrestle. And that's what you have right now. We have a bunch of girls that are amazing athletes that can definitely bring it in the ring. I just think we need a little more attention focused on the storylines, because me and Victoria can have a match all day long, but unless you care that she's a crazy psycho and that I'm going to, you know, she cheated to take my championship, that's what wrestling is. That's
what right.
all your wrestling is, right?
Right.
So that's what's missing a little bit, because right now it's girl versus girl, and, you know, I think what was missing is just, you know, defining their characters, right? So it's kind of hard when there's two hot women in the ring and you're like, boo that one. And you're like, well, she's kind of hot. I don't know if I need to boo her. So when she's hot but she's, you know, a devious diva, someone like a Melina or the way, you know, Trish Stratus was at times, that helps. And that definitely can help fuel storyline. And that's what makes the matches mean something.
See, guys, she's talking about Victoria. She used to do the Widow's Peak. That was her big finisher.
I'm impressed. Oh, yeah.
See? Not Victoria's Secret. No. She now went to TNA, but no one watches that. So the last two things I have for you before I let you go. Number one, I'm not sure if you're familiar or not, but here in Texas, there's an icon named Big Tex. He sits out in front of the state fair, and the fair's here in September and October, and he welcomes everyone in. He's been an icon here for 60-plus years.
Okay.
The voice of Big Tex has been fired after 12 years, and it has been my childhood dream to be the voice of Big Tex. So right now we have a campaign going on Twitter. My Twitter handle's at Tommy Sledge, and the hashtag is Troy for Tex, and I'm asking people to endorse me. Would you endorse me to become the next Big Tex?
Well, am I going to hear an example of what do you got? Can you show me?
Oh, you want me to do Big Tex for you?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give a Big Tex voice. Okay.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas. Why, look over there. There's Trish Stratus, former WWE Women's Champion and WWE Hall of Famer. I'd like to welcome that little missy to the wonderful State Fair of Texas.
Yeah. I just fell in love with you.
She fell in love with me! Yeah. She said it!
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in love with you. Well, not you. Big Tex. Yeah. Yes, I will endorse you, sir.
Oh, okay, so all I need is just one quick line. Hi, this is Trish Stratus. Say who you are, and I want Troy for Tex.
Troy for Tex?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hey, this is Trish Stratus, WWE Hall of Famer, and I want Troy for Tex because he delivers satisfaction.
Yes!
That's it. Thank you so much, Trish.
Why don't you tweet me at TrishStratus.com, and I'll tweet you back, and we'll get people, get my Stratusferians tweeting you and endorsing you, and that's what you need.
She wants me to tweet her on Twitterverse. Twitter.
Tweet me.
Okay, I'm gonna tweet her right now, and I will be in New York next week for WrestleMania, so maybe we can hang out and go do the Downward Dog somewhere.
Is Tex going to come?
Tex will be there if you would like him to. Give me a couple shots of Jaeger, and I can do that.
Yes, if he could come, then we can definitely hang out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Trish.
Thanks, Troy.